I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, has held key posts in some very hot spots over the past 10 years. In 2002, just 6 months after the fall of the Taliban, Crocker reopened the U.S. embassy in Kabul. Later, he was named ambassador to Pakistan in 2004 and Iraq in 2007. Crocker retired in 2009, but that didn't last long. He returned to Kabul in July at the request of President Obama. Earlier today, I asked Ambassador Crocker what it's like being back in Afghanistan a decade after the attacks of September 11th, 2001.
I was actually in New York that day. I'd come up for consultations at the United Nations on Iraq. I took the 8 a.m. U.S. Air shuttle out of National, so we were descending into LaGuardia when the first tower was hit. And I was stuck in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge watching those two towers go down. A few months later, I was here in Kabul, as you note, just the day after New Year's to reopen our embassy, 10 days after Hamid Karzai had been named the interim chairman of the Afghan Authority at the Bonn Conference. So I kind of felt present at the creation. I worked very closely with him for the 3 or 4 months until we had a permanent ambassador in place, and then I went back to my job planning for Iraq. I was in Iraq in 03, and then Pakistan, 04, 07, very much involved with the border issues there. Back to Iraq, as you know, and really did think I was done in 2009, when the commander-in-chief asks you to serve in a time of war, there is only one correct answer, so I left a pretty cushy life in academia to come back to Kabul.
Well, it's clear that the events of 9/11 shaped your career, but how do you think it changed yourself as an American and how you view yourself now as a top-ranking U.S. diplomat back in the country from which the attacks on the U.S. 10 years ago originated?
Well, 9/11 changed the world, changed America, changed me, obviously, certainly the course of my career. But again, as you noted, Marco, the war on terror began for me a long time before 9/11. It began, I think you could say, on April 18, 1983, when the embassy in Beirut went up. I was inside, escaped with only minor injuries, but saw a lot of my colleagues died that day, both American and Lebanese. I was still there 6 months later when 241 Marines died in the barracks bombing then. So, 9/11 brought the war of terror to American soil, but I'd already been a foot soldier in it for quite a while. Coming back now, I'm struck by both progress and opportunities as well as by challenges and threats. Lots of both. This country has come a long ways in the roughly 10 years since the fall of the Taliban. It still faces enormous threats. What we do here over the next few years is going to be vital to American security. I think I have an obligation, as do all of my military and civilian colleagues, to do everything we can with our Afghan partners to set the conditions for a secure, stable, democratic Afghanistan that never again can harbor those forces that would strike us on our own soil. I keep on my desk the boarding pass from that morning in 9/11, not that I need reminding, but if you want it distilled down into just a few words, why I'm here to do my level best to see that there never again is a 9/11 in American history.
If you look back at the big historical tent posts since 9/11, there's war on Afghanistan for harboring al-Qaeda, Taliban is ousted, war in Iraq, Saddam is ousted, war intensifies in Afghanistan. I mean, it's been a bloody 10 years. What do you tell young Foreign Service officers, Ryan Crocker, what do you tell the citizens of the United States so that 9/11 doesn't remain a causus belli, but something perhaps more constructive?
If we are successful in helping the Afghans reach a level of sustainable security that in turn paves the way for a more prosperous future, we will have accomplished something out here that not only ensures our own security, but has removed a source of instability that has plagued the region and the international community for three decades. In terms of what one says to young Foreign Service officers, it is enormously gratifying to me as an old Foreign Service officer, the willingness of our young officers to put their hands up and come forward to serve in the hard places like Iraq, Afghanistan, and Pakistan, and not only in the capital, in the embassy. I've got close to 500 American civilians downrange in provincial reconstruction teams, district support teams, living under conditions of almost unimaginable hardship and real danger, and happy to do it. There is a 9/11 generation of both military and civilians, and I'm deeply proud of them.
Those men and women have sacrificed a lot. It's got to be said, though, that they're probably a minority of this country. On the 9th anniversary of the terrorist attacks, you wrote, "What's needed in dealing with the world is a combination of understanding, persistence, and strategic patience to a degree that Americans traditionally have found hard to muster. We have learned much since September 11, 2001, but we are still learning this lesson." Do you think this country, not the people who have been serving overseas, but do you think people in this country have gotten that yet?
I think the effort to make clear what is at stake here has to continue, and the 10th anniversary of 9/11 is a good time to do it. You know, if we decide we're tired of this, that we don't want to fund the endeavor anymore, that we don't want to follow the responsible transition that President Obama has set in motion, then we'd better take a good, hard look at what the consequences are likely to be. This doesn't require an act of imagination. This just requires historical recollection. If we decide we're done here before the Afghans are ready to take over, which I don't think we'll do, you would see, I think, the re-Talibanization of this country, the re-entry of al-Qaeda, and we would be right back to the pre-9/11 situation. And I think for any American who gives this more than 2 minutes of thought, that is utterly unacceptable.
On the 5th anniversary of 9/11, the Washington Post conducted a poll and found that 30% of Americans could not name the year the attacks happened. Presumably that number has gone up somewhat in 5 years. Ambassador Crocker, what do you think that number suggests?
Look, as time passes, you get a generation of Americans for whom 9/11 is a somewhat distant memory. You know, we've got young men and women in the fight here who were just 8 or 9 years old when the Twin Towers went down and the Pentagon was hit. Yet they're in the fight. Again, anniversaries are good times for reflection and a good time to remember that this long war, the longest in our history, is not over.
Where do you hope to be, Ambassador Crocker, on next year's anniversary of 9/11?
Right here in Kabul, Afghanistan. I signed up for the 2-year program, and I want to see that through.
The U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan, Ryan Crocker, speaking with us from Kabul. Very good to speak with you again, sir. Thank you.
Good talking to you, Marco.